Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
With us now is my good friend from the Big First District, Tracy Mann, Congressman Tracy Mann. Congressman, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show again, my friend.
John, thanks for having me on. Thanks for all that you do. I do appreciate your friendship. We've been friends for a long time.
We have.
And grateful for you. And, you know, we got to just, your conservative voice is so important, and grateful to get to join you again today.
Well, I appreciate it, my friend. This is it's interesting time that we're living in. You know, last Sunday we had the memorial for Charlie Kirk, and I haven't had a chance actually to talk to you since then. I'm just curious your thoughts and reflections on Charlie and that whole situation and maybe even more so if we expand it to the political climate that we're living in right now.
Yeah, well, it's just so sad, right? I mean, he is already and will be dearly missed, larger than life, tremendous impact on the country. You know, which really we're going to feel that impact for decades to come. When you think about the young people that he was able to mobilize, to truly cause them to really think about the direction of the country, irreplaceable, right? Your heart breaks for Erica, his wife and their kids and the whole organization. But we've got to move forward. And just the whole thing's sad, to say the least. And, you know, just this violence that we continue to see in our country. So at the end of the day, evil is real. It does exist. We've got to keep fighting back against it with prayer, with civil discourse, as we all work to get this country to a better place.
Yeah, you know, I've got to ask you, I know it's been, well, a week or so since the vote, but I know there, you know, some will say that well, we don't want to set the precedent. But I'm curious about the vote on to censure Ilhan Omar. Why do you think that failed? There are four Republicans that sided with the Democrats, and at some point, you know, we've got to start. You've seen a bunch of folks that got terminated for things that they posted about Charlie and some of the rhetoric. At some point, you know, some of these Democrat politicians and things that they're saying, are they not going to be held accountable for some of their rhetoric?
Well, that's the concern, right? I mean, free speech is real, but also you can't just go and say whatever you want. And
right.
Beyond that, if you can doesn't mean you should.
Right.
And that is lost in this conversation as well. You know, you look at my model in all things, John, can't, you know me, is Jesus, right, who spoke the truth in love, which matters, right? It's both. Specific to the Ilhan Omar censure, you know, I can't speak for why four Republicans, you know, voted to table that motion. I did not. I think that the words that we choose to say matter, and there needs to be, you know, consequences for certain things that are said that are clearly out of bounds when you're a member of Congress, and that, in my view, fits in that category.
You know, let's kind of pivot to the stuff that, I mean, yes, this stuff matters, but let's pivot to things that are maybe a little more pressing. I noticed in the news came out a week or so ago that, you know, once again, Kansas was the number one producer of wheat in the country, number one producer of sorghum in the United States, number three for cattle. You know, we've got, you know, farm bill is still a major issue that we've got to address. And you know, looming again is another Schumer shutdown. So these are major issues that Congress is got to tackle. Meanwhile, the breadbasket is still struggling.
No, that's right. And I would say this, we cannot overemphasize the importance of passing the One Big Beautiful Bill, which really, yeah, miraculously, John, we call it the Working Families Tax Cut. But that bill, first off, you know, sets our tax policy and prevents the biggest tax hike in history that would have occurred on January 1, you know, dramatically diminishes the death tax, really gets our economy at a better place. But for agriculture specifically, and for the Big First and for Kansas, all of agriculture, strengthen crop insurance. It produces common sense reforms to food nutrition programs, very realistic common sense things. It also increased dollars spent to open up markets overseas, did a lot of other good things as well. So that is very helpful, meaningful. We also are at a spot where commodity prices are low, specifically for corn, soybeans, sorghum, and wheat, you know, in our state, where input costs are high. So farming is really tough right now. Cattle prices are record highs. So your beef producers, we have a lot of that in Kansas, thankfully, they're doing well. But yes, it's really tough times on the family farm in Kansas right now and around the country.
What do you think about the fact that, you know, in the past when we've butt up against these possible shutdowns, Democrats have been all over TV, the media, you know, blaming Republicans, and it's all Republican shutdowns, and it's Donald Trump's fault, or, you know, insert Republican president here. Now, this time, they're proud about the fact that they're willing to shut down the government. You know, Chucky and Hakeem are going around boasting about the fact that they're willing to, or actually enthusiastic about the possible shutdown of the government. It seems kind of, counterintuitive to me that they're actually not only willing to do it, but seems like they're boasting about willing to do it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it seems like whatever Donald Trump is for, they're going to be against, right?
Yeah.
And so that is sadly, right? Because we ought to be for moving the country forward is what, you know, would wish everyone was for. Unfortunately, I think that's not the case. Bottom line, John, though, you know, we're $37 trillion in debt, $37 trillion. And we have got to get this country at a better place fiscally, financially. I believe strongly that we should return to regular order, which means that Congress passes 12 individual spending bills, you know, conferences those with the Senate. Three of those bills have been passed the House so far. The Department of Agriculture the legislative branch and military construction, veterans affairs. So, you know, we do a continuing resolution. So we push government funding that date, which is current September 30th, November 21. It gives us time to conference those three bills. Conferencing bills has not been done for years in this town, needs to be done. As we continue to work on the other appropriations bills as well. So the best way, in my view, that we're going to return to fiscal sanity is to start having Congress do its job, and this will be big steps in the right direction.
We're talking with Congressman Tracy Mann. Congressman, let me pivot to the southern border. That's been one of the big successes. Of course, you know, you wouldn't talk to, if you asked the Democrats or the mainstream media, they'll tell you how mean and cruel you are. I mean, you're trying to, you know, shut down you're trying to hurt people, you know, kick people out and masked ICE agents who are depriving people of their rights. But it really we have seen, it's amazing the difference a president can make, isn't it?
Well, that's just that. Yes, that and score, you know, hundreds of other things in other ways as well. Leadership matters. Elections has consequences. I would argue, John, the number one issue in last year's election was the southern border.
Yeah.
And you cannot clear-eyed look at the border and that under Joe Biden, where we're letting literally hundreds of thousands of people be trafficked into our country by the cartels. You can't look at that mess and say that that's the right policies for the greatest country in the history of the world, right? And so, you know, Biden said forever that he needed Congress to act. Turns out what we needed was a different president in the Oval Office. So Trump comes in. Understand the numbers of folks coming across is almost completely dried up. We are record low numbers that have ever been recorded since we've been recording illegal crossings, right? And so the American people and those that care about safety are the winners. The Mexican cartels and these children that were being trafficked in our country, you know, the Mexican cartels are the losers. You know, harsh breaks for all of the kids that were trafficked in the country. We need to, in the process of finding them, freeing them, if you will. But boy, what a difference an election makes, and you have a president in the Oval Office that actually wants to enforce the law and to do right by America.
It is interesting how folks on the other side of the aisle and their friends in the media are, you know, what causes they choose to defend. I mean, they're defending, you know, for example, Jimmy Kimmel. They're defending, you know, illegal Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a known trafficker, you know, a gang member, and they're defending biological males competing in women's sports. And it seems like all they're doing is defending the 10 side on these 90-10 issues. It's kind of funny how they're just picking the wrong side on so many issues.
It's remarkable. And, you know, it's craziness, right? Like it is wild. What we're seeing happening, and the polling numbers reflect that, right? You know,
right.
The popularity or unpopularity of the Democratic Party broadly, you know, nationally, because of the crazy policies that they seem to be putting forward, you know, are all-time lows. The popularity is all-time lows, unapprovals all-time highs. They are in a free fall. Some people would say, you know, rudderless, directionless. I would actually say leaderless. I would actually say they do have leaders. It's folks like AOC and others. I do think they have a direction. I think there are too many people in the Democrat Party that want to take us towards socialism, right? And they do have a rudder. That, I mean, they're steering that direction. We've got to work to prevent that by passing policies that are in line with what our founding fathers intended for this great country.
Oh, yeah. I mean, think about it. Their candidate for president, what was it, a week ago, released her announcement that the big in her book, and she said that she really wanted a different running mate. And it was Pete Buttigieg. I mean, so not only did she didn't want the one liberal she picked, she wanted somebody even more liberal and out of touch, and thought that would be a better winning ticket.
Well, and you see what's happening in New York. You know, we have a Democrat, someone who's a socialist,
right,
who looks like being endorsed by national Democrats, local Democrats, Democrats in New York. good chance that person might become the mayor of New York City. You can't tell me, John, that that's a good thing for the country, for New York City or for the country. But that's the road that Democrats, for reasons I can't understand, continue to go down. And I think, out of step, certainly with Kansans.
Yes.
The majority of Kansans. Certainly out of step with folks in the Big First, but really out of step, I think, with the majority of folks in the country.
Well, and even here in Kansas, I mean, look at the two folks that they're running right now. It seems to be for governor here. You've got, two members of the Kansas legislature, both of whom are have liberal track records that are, right in line with Laura Kelly, who support trans rights and big taxes and abortion, and that's who they've got as their likely candidates for governor. And it's just going to be, if they get in there, it's going to be another 8 years of Laura Kelly, which hopefully neither of them will get in there. But we don't want to get into the gubernatorial race. By the way, are you running for governor? It seems like everybody else is.
No, I am not. I work every day to try to serve the folks in the Big First District, so, which is an honor and a privilege to get to do, John.
I had to ask. I mean, it's we got, what, 8, 9, 10? It's at this point, it's a long list.
Yeah, we do. But, it's a great process. And who we elect our governor matters, who we elect in all our offices, school boards, city council, county commission, every spot that the folks run and are elected, matters for the direction of our state and of the country in the big picture.
Well, Congressman, I appreciate you taking the time. It's always a pleasure sitting down with you, having you join us. If folks want to connect with you, if they need to reach out, if they have questions, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Sure. The easiest would just be, go to our website, which is man.house.gov. From there, they can, reach out via email or via our online portal, or easily can find the phone numbers of our offices and happy, reach out anytime. We have, of course, Washington, D.C. office. We have a Manhattan and Dodge City offices in Kansas as well.
Well, Tracy, next time you're in this neck of the woods, I'll buy you a coffee. I look forward to seeing you again, my friend.
I'm happy to buy the coffee, but I would love that. And let's continue to catch up. John, thanks for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.